Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is On Point. I'm Kimberly Atkins-Store. On today's show, we spoke about the struggles of the emergency rental assistance programs. According to the Treasury Department's latest data, only 11% of the $46.5 billion in federal aid has been distributed to applicants so far. And we heard from one of those applicants.
My father passed away last year, August 28th, and I was terminated in the middle of September. My husband left in October. My father's birthday was October 10th. And then right after his birthday, I tested positive for COVID.
That's Charmaine Hunter-Spencer, a licensed substance abuse counselor from Atascocita, Texas. She lives in a three-bedroom home with two college-age sons, paying $1,500 a month.
I depleted my savings, you know, just trying to hold on to the very last income that I had saved from working and just trying to make sure the rent was paid.
But by February, Charmaine was among the millions of other Americans who were behind on their rent. In that same month, she turned to emergency rental assistance programs for help. Charmaine told us when she applied for rental assistance with the county-based Houston Harris Help, the application process went seamlessly. They hadn't.
Thank you for calling the Houston Harris County Emergency Rental Assistance Program. This program offers rental and utilities assistance for people who are experiencing financial hardship due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This is not a
About 3 months later, and I remember calling Harris Hill, and I never heard from anyone as far as the agency was concerned with following up with me.
Applications are selected at random for processing by Baker Ripley and Catholic Charities. For more information about the program, including...
Couldn't speak with anyone. That was extremely depressing. Finally, when I did speak with someone, I had to push a number stating as if I would already have been approved for someone to come on the phone. And the young lady answered the line and she took my information and she said, "Well, ma'am, I apologize, but your case has not even been worked on." I had been applying for positions and I was grieving. So it was somewhat as, I don't know, I was mentally fatigued and emotionally fatigued. But I remember applying. At that moment, I was saying to myself, yes, I may have a master's degree. I may have this, I may have that. But at this point in my life, I'm just ready to work. But the stores were not open at that time. Walmart had just opened and my son was working at Walmart. So he would help pay, you know, with the bills. I would make arrangements. My mother would help. My husband would help, even though we were not together, you know. So that helped as far as the bills. But the rent, no. I couldn't pay rent. And there were even times where, you know, the lights were cut off or, you know, the water was off. I applied in February and they awarded me the middle of June. And that was only to cover up to May. So that is why I was trying to, you know, contact them and say, hey, you know, I need the additional funds. I haven't found a job. I plan to utilize my tax return and I haven't received the second stimulus. So I'm going to combine those and hopefully, you know, 3 months, I'm okay. I have, where I'm able to see clients on the side. However, there are extra certificates that are needed, like battered intervention, things of that nature. that will help me with upward mobility. So that's what I was planning on utilizing my income tax return for that. But I'm not. I'm going to use it for my rent because I don't want to go back through this. I'd just rather do without as far as going back through the agency. And I'm not. I'm done. I am done.
Charmaine Hunter Spencer, a licensed substance abuse counselor from Atascocita, Texas. I'm Kimberly Atkinstor. This is On Point.